Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of As I See It, as we are going to deal with last night's State of the Union address. And I'm going to give you my own thoughts and rebuttals on what Joe Biden called the State of the Union address last night. Now, let's be very clear before we get into it. It was not a State of the Union address. It was a 60-plus minute campaign speech. And that's all it was. One of the most divisive, angry, bitter, negative speeches I've ever heard in my lifetime. Shockingly so. And exactly the opposite of what I really thought we were going to hear, to be perfectly honest. So they kind of bluffed me out, because I really thought the Democrats were going to make sure Biden went out there and tried to persuade the voters that he was trying to bring this country together. Instead, he absolutely showed you that he's actually trying to tear it apart and divide it. But before we even get into that, folks, it's very, very important that you know that while all of the news media is going to try distracting you today with their own take on Biden's campaign speech, which is what it was, not a State of the Union address, but if they want to call it the State of the Union address, you're going to get the left wing saying he was vibrant and passionate and he was very coherent and aware. And you're going to have the right wing saying he was still bumbling and angry and mean and bitter and the old man yelling, get off my lawn. They're not going to tell you something else that happened. They're not going to tell you that Merrick Garland gave a speech where he basically said his goal as the Attorney General of the United States is to make sure that as many of these 50 states as possible are not allowed to ask for photo ID or any other ID to vote in this country. That's right. You heard me correctly. Now, before we even get into the whys, wheres, and the shocking statistics, which I have, let's just address this for a moment. If I go to buy a can of spray paint at Walmart or an R-rated movie, they ask me for my ID. Even if I go to the self-checkout, it says you're going to have to get a customer rep to come over and vouch that they've seen ID. So what is this big deal with it's racist to ask for ID because a large amount of the African American or Spanish population doesn't have an ID? Well, wait a minute. What do you mean they don't have an ID? To have an ID to have a checking account, you have to have an ID to have a bank account. You have to have an ID to buy liquor. You have to have an ID to rent a hotel room or rent a car. Or you have to have an ID for virtually everything, even to get a book out of the library. And you're going to tell me they don't have IDs? The vast majority? I don't believe that for a heartbeat. And I'll tell you why I know you don't believe it either. Because this left-wing cabal, and that's exactly what it is pushing so hard for a cashless society. Well, if you have a cashless society, then you have to have a credit card. If you have to have a credit card, you have to have ID. Have you went to a baseball stadium? There's no cash. You have to have a credit card. So I guess that's racist. So why are you pushing for this? if you're pushing so hard for a cashless society where everything is run on a credit card, you are then excluding, according to your own statistics, African Americans and Spanish. Why are you doing that? Why is that not racist? I'll tell you why. Because it's baloney and it's not true. You know who doesn't have ID? Illegal aliens. They don't have ID. And that's who they want to vote. They've already made it clear. They tried it in New York. They tried to pass a law that said illegal aliens can vote. It was shot down. Even in a liberal state in New York, it was shot down. It's so outrageous. And yet Merrick Garland makes this speech and says, I want all 50 states to be like this. No photo ID, no ID of any kind, because this is racist. This is hindering our voting. Is hindering your voting? Come on, folks. Let me give you a statistic. There are 12 states currently who do not require any ID whatsoever to vote. And those 12 states make up well over 240 delegates. Then there's an additional 11 states that don't require photo ID. So you could just write down anything. You could just have somebody else's card. You could just show a Social Security card. It doesn't even have to be you. If you take all of those delegates and add them up, then there's your election. There's your election. This is why they are pushing so hard for all of these states to do this, because if all of the states do this, as it stands now, they have a decided advantage. A decided advantage. Because they can have as many people or people that don't even belong voting vote. There's no way to tell who's voted if you don't ask for ID. So that gives them a 300-plus delegate if they win those states. And they will, because they're going to send in everybody they can possibly send. You telling me that's not rigging an election? And yet your Attorney General of the United States, a man who says a cashless society is better and you need to run everything on a credit card, is going to tell you that ID is not important when it comes to choosing who the President of the United States of America is. I want you to think about that for a minute. And then you will probably realize that that is why the flood of illegal aliens is something that the Democrats do not want to stop. This is a way of ensuring they stay in power forever. You won't hear any of those statistics on the news. Go look them up yourself if you doubt me. In fact, I encourage you to do so because, like I've always said, you should always fact check everything everybody says. Go look it up. You'll find out what I told you is the truth. So how are we going to stop this? When the Attorney General of the United States is pushing not for less of this, more of it, vowing to make it more of it. That's what the news media is not telling you, folks. They'll tell you about Joe Biden's State of the Union address, but not Merrick Garland openly admitting they're going to try to rig another election. Anyway, now that you know that, and now that you're aware of that, what you need to do is if you live in one of those states, you need to start writing your congressman, and you need to start saying, this is an outrage. I can't borrow a book from a library without ID, and yet you're going to allow me to vote for the President of the United States? How are we to ensure that everyone that comes in there is a legal voter? The answer is you cannot. So then ask yourself the question, why would you want that? If you know for a fact you are opening yourself up to a world of fraudulent voting, of which you cannot stop nor control, why would you want it? Oh, because it's racist to ask for ID, but it's not racist to ask for a credit card instead of cash. Where are you going to get that credit card from, Merrick Garland? They don't have ID. They don't have a bank account. if they don't have any ID? Huh? Where are they going to get it from? You phony. We know the real reason to rig the election, but you're going to try to do again. It's sad. It's sad that the news media won't report this and name all of the states and how they're trying to get this done in all 50 states. Basically ensuring they never lose power ever. They win every election. And what are you going to do if you're the Republicans? Fight back and you're going to have illegal people vote, and then what? Our elections mean nothing. It's just a whole bunch of illegal voting, and who can get the most people to illegally vote? Who can get the most people to game the system? Is that the way this system was set up? No, it's not. And then they're saying we're the ones who's trying to undermine democracy, openly advocating for voter fraud, and you're telling us that it's the other side who is anti-democratic. You have lost your mind. Speaking of losing their mind, Joe Biden stumbles onto that stage last night, and I'm going to tell you, I have no way of knowing, but I would bet you all the money I have in the bank that he was zonked up on uppers to get him through this hour, and immediately starts a State of the Union address, which is supposed to be telling all American people this is how our country is currently. And he starts by talking about another country, the Ukraine. Ukraine's more important. The Ukraine we need to worry about. I am not deserting the Ukraine. By the way, I hope you all saw Mike Johnson, our new Speaker of the House, nodding in agreement with him. I hope you all saw that. Because the Republicans, half of them, believe the same thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, Ukraine, more money for them. Yeah, yeah, so we can launder more money. Did you hear Joe Biden one time say the war has to end? Did you hear Joe Biden one time saying just throwing money at the Ukraine and letting them fight a battle against Russia they cannot possibly win is a bad idea, and we need to sit both sides down at the table and come to a peaceful conclusion? Did you hear him say that? No, you did not. All you heard was, I'm standing behind them to the bitter end. We'll print more money and more money. We'll give more of the taxpayers' money to Ukraine. To do what? To die? They cannot win. Vladimir Putin has nuclear weapons. The Ukraine does not. The only reason he hasn't dropped one yet, because he fears the outcome with all of the other countries from it. We're being told, if you think he's going to stop at the Ukraine, you're crazy. Okay, I'm crazy, because I think he's going to stop at the Ukraine. What do you think he's going to do? Move like Hitler? He would be squashed like a bug. This is not the Russia of old. They can barely defend themselves against the Ukraine. You think they're going to take on anybody else that happens to be a NATO ally? You've lost your mind. They have no desire to do that. They'd be squashed like a bug. But the Ukraine is very, very important. We're being told it's more important than the United States. The United States' top issue is to keep supporting Ukraine, not to solve the problem, not to get Putin and Zelensky to the table, but to just keep throwing money at the Ukraine. That's not solving the problem. That's exacerbating the problem. That's allowing the problem to continue and giving false hope to a country who cannot possibly win this war. It's only going to escalate it and continue to escalate it to the point where eventually there's going to have to be interventions by other countries, and then we're at war, when we have World War III. But that's more important. That's what he started off your State of the Union address with. He then decided it was a great idea to address the Supreme Court There are all the Supreme Court justices there. Never in my lifetime have I ever heard a president literally yell at the Supreme Court. And there is Joe Biden saying, and the Supreme Court who ruled on abortion and overturned Roe v. Wade, you're going to find out. You're going to find out what the women voters of, well, they're not elected officials. Women voters can't vote them out. It's a lifetime appointment. I have no idea what you're even talking about. Because abortion's the number one issue. Abortion is not the number one issue. And you've lied to the American people anyway. Because all the Supreme Court did when they made that decision is say, it is not for us to decide for all 50 states. Each state and their representatives can decide for themselves what part, if any part, of abortion is legal. Some of the liberal states are going to make it legal right up to the point of birth. Some of the more right-leaning states are going to put heavy restrictions on it. That's the way it works. That's democracy. And once again, there's that ugly word that they keep saying we are trying to undermine. Oh, no, you have to make all 50. You got to force them with a Supreme Court ruling that says you must do this. Says who? They rightfully gave it back to the states. If you don't like the way your current state's stance on abortion is, vote that governor out. Vote those people out. Vote people in who are more in tune with your ideas. That's what democracy is. Having a Supreme Court tell you you must is dictatorship. People, well, I live in Arkansas and it's going to be very, very strict, so move. I live in New York and it's going to be very, very, very open. And if I don't like it, I can move. Or vote them out if you can. If the majority of people want something, then it's very easy to get it. You vote for the people who agree with you. That's called democracy. Joe Biden doesn't know that. Tell you something else Joe Biden doesn't know. Joe Biden does not realize that he is the cause of the crisis at the border. He blames Donald Trump. This is all because of Trump's policies. Well, I don't know, because the Border Patrol said under Trump, we had way less problems. Everything was working smoothly. Everything was wonderful. The system was working and functioning the way it's supposed to be. It was only these last 3.5 years that things went absolutely berserk. Does Joe Biden have such short-term memory loss that he does not remember running in the primaries in 2020 clearly saying, if I become the president, there's going to be a surge at the border because we're going to allow everybody in? You don't remember that, Joe? We can look that up on YouTube. That's what you said. Now you have to deal with what you said. And when it was popular, you were taking credit for it. That's right. I'm all inclusive. Come on in, folks. That's what everybody wants. And then when the left finally figured out this is destroying our city, we really do have a crisis, all of a sudden it's, well, that's Donald Trump's fault, and I know we have to do something about it. You're the one who caused it, Joe. Your very words were, if I become the president, there's going to be a surge at the border. Well, you were so right. And they're coming in wearing Biden T-shirts, and they're all going to vote. Because you don't get to ask for ID. How do you know they're illegal? Somebody walks into the voting booth and says, my name's Joe Smith. And you're like, well, you don't look like Joe Smith. Tough. I don't have to show you any ID. I don't have to show you a picture. I don't even have to show you my name on something. In 12 states, I can just tell you I'm Joe Smith. By the way, I can tell you I'm Josephine Smith. And if you say, well, you look like a man. Oh, well, you're misgendering me. I'm going to sue you. You can't run an election like this. unless you're a terribly dishonest party who just wants to hold on to power by all means necessary. Let's think that up a little bit, huh? We are about to get the most divisive, nasty slugfest we have ever had for the next several months. And it's going to get very, very ugly. And last night was just the tip of the iceberg. As Joe Biden snarled and yelled and curled up his face and spit all kinds of vitriol all over the place and blamed Republicans for everything, was he uniting the country? When he chastised the Supreme Court, was he uniting the country? When he forgot Logan Riley's name, Logan Riley's name, it says the Lincoln Riley, I didn't forget her, Lincoln Riley. You don't even know her name, Joe. She was murdered by a man that you openly led into this country. Without checking their ID, you know, just like the voting. No, you don't need to check their ID. You don't need to check their past. No, he has a criminal record as long as your arm in his home country. So what? So he's wanted by Venezuela. So what? Let him in here to murder our American citizens. We don't care because he's going to vote. And you can't stop him from voting because you can't ask for ID. You didn't even have the courtesy to remember her name because you don't care. Now I'm going to tell you another lie he told, and it's very important. He said, shrinkflation is real. I open up a bag of chips, and there's only half as many chips, but it's the same size bag. Snickers bars has gotten way smaller. And that's just greed. That's greed on the part of the manufacturers. Wrong. Shrinkflation is greed on the part of the manufacturers, but let me define shrinkflation for you. Shrinkflation is when a company decides we're going to make a greater profit by putting less of our product in a box or a bag, but charging the same amount. That's shrinkflation. Bidenflation is a whole different thing. Bidenflation is when that company says, I've got a choice to make. I either have to raise my prices to a point where the consumer's not going to buy it to give them the same amount, or I've got to cut the amount and charge the same price. Otherwise, I can't survive. That's Bidenflation. That's the difference. Shrinkflation is the greed of the manufacturer. But then the consumer is free to say, I'm not going to buy that particular manufacturer's brand. I'll buy a different brand who didn't pull the shrinkflation trick on me. When they all do it, it's out of necessity. If I'm putting, I don't know, 24 cookies in a package and charging $3.50, and my manufacturing cost now goes up by 15 to 20%, then I have a choice to make. The choice is, do I eat the 15 or 20% and literally have to lay off employees because I can't afford to keep them? Or do I put 18 cookies in and charge the same price? Or do I raise the price to a point where people say, I can't afford that box of cookies and sell nothing and also have to lay off employees? Well, the answer is, well, I'll put less cookies in. At least I can still charge the same price. That's Bidenflation. That's the difference, Joe. The problem is the Democrats don't think you're smart enough to figure that out. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. There was nothing but lie after lie after lie after lie last night. And very, very little talk about how our actual State of the Union is. Campaign speech. My predecessor caused this. My predecessor caused that. You don't bring your predecessor up in a State of the Union address. It's not about your predecessor. It's about you. It's about the state of the nation, Joe. Apparently you don't know that. Apparently your handlers didn't tell you that. They just hopped you up on uppers and pushed you out there and said, scream and yell and show some energy, Joe. Prove to them there's a little bit of fire left in the belly, Joe. And instead of being passionate and earnest and sincere, he was just angry and bitter and mean. That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. During this, a Gold Star family father of a Marine who was killed in the Afghanistan withdrawal stood up and yelled the name of his son, saying, say the name of my son and the other people that got killed in there. And he was arrested. He wasn't just escorted out. He wasn't just told, sir, we understand your anger. And we understand the loss of your son was a horrible thing, but you can't disrupt this meeting, so you have to step outside. No, he was arrested, and they're going to charge him. Now, they'll probably let him go because there's going to be an outcry if they charge him. So they'll test the waters and say, uh-oh, the voters don't like that. Let him go. Oh, Joe is so benevolent. Joe intervened and said, no, that's a Gold Star father. Don't arrest him, even though he did this egregious, horrible, unforgivable sin of interrupting me and saying, say the name of my son. He didn't say the name of your son because he doesn't know the name of your son. And he doesn't give one damn what happened to your son. That's the truth. Might be a bitter pill to swallow, but that's the truth. Doesn't give one damn. So what was this speech? It was an incoherent mess of screaming, yelling, blaming everybody else, blame the Supreme Court, blame the Republicans. Then he has the brilliant idea of he's gonna start some kind of a base in Gaza. So basically you're admitting if you're going to start that, then there's going to be Americans on that. And Americans on that are in danger when there are missiles flying over. So what you're basically saying, Joe, is you are going to put more American lives at risk. Two wars underneath you. Two. Putin invades Afghanistan. And now look at the mess in Israel. And your solution is throw more money at the Ukraine and put Americans in danger in Gaza. That's a great solution, Joe. And you know why it's a great solution for the Democrats and some Republicans? Because they're laundering money through it. They're giving billions of dollars to the Ukraine, and several hundred million of that money just never makes it there. Why don't you go Google how much money's lost and unaccounted for? Taxpayer money that's been lost and unaccounted for that was supposed to be earmarked for the Ukraine. Don't go ahead and do it. It's billions. Where'd that money go? Nobody even cares. Nobody's even asking. Well, where'd the money go? There's a chain. Can you not follow the chain? It's not like you sent it in a suitcase and some post office employee said, and ran away with it. There's a chain. Where the hell's the money? They don't know. Oh, they know. It's just you that don't know. And they don't want you to know. And there all the while that Joe Biden is saying, and more support for Ukraine, more money for the Ukraine, more weapons for the Ukraine. There's Mike Johnson, our Speaker of the House, nodding, yup, 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 that's what we should do, all right, yup, yup, that's what we should do. Are you insane? If every single day your kindergartner was being beaten by an eighth grader, are you just going to keep pouring money into self-defense lessons for your kindergartner? Or are you going to say there's no way he's going to win? So me buying self-defense lessons, me buying him this, me doing this, me throwing money at it and tell him fight again, fight again, fight again, fight again, is just getting my kid hurt. At some point, I got to sit down and have an intervention where I say there ain't going to be any more of this. There isn't going to be any more fighting. What's the next step? Well, I bought my kid self-defense lessons. He got beat up. I bought him UFC lessons. He got beat up. I toughened him up and bought him boxing lessons, and he got beat up. I bought him a baton. That wasn't good enough. He got beat up. Bought him a knife. That's not good enough. He got beat up. Now I'm going to give him a gun. Is that what you want? Because that's exactly what you're doing in the Ukraine. Instead of saying the fighting has to come to an end, did you hear Joe Biden one time last night say, this has got to come to an end? No. He said, keep fighting Ukraine because you're fighting for us. The Ukraine's going to take out Russia. For us. So we don't have to. So basically what you're saying is we're fighting a proxy war. We're not going to put boots on the ground, but we're going to do everything short of it so the Ukraine can do our dirty work, and who cares if they all get killed? At least we're not getting killed. That's basically what they're saying. And you're going to pay for it, by the way, taxpayers, because who else is going to pay? Then we heard Biden say, job growth is the highest it's ever been. Yes, well, because you literally took away all the jobs, Joe. When you took office and you would not allow people to go back to work, you cost this economy, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, if not more, of jobs. Then when the economy opened back up again and we could go back to work, you can't count them as new jobs. Those are jobs you took away. So that's just Democrat math lying to you. It's not true. Then he says the economy's never been stronger. Well, go ask the families if the economy seems stronger. When hamburger's $5 a pound, when your grocery bill is up 30 to 40%, when gas is up 45%, when your electric's up 32%, when your rent and housing is up 50%. Oh, yeah, it's just wonderful. Well, yeah, let's just run through. Let's just say you're a family and you have one kid. Your grocery bill is going to be $200 a month. No, I mean a week, $200 a week. I mean, you can't get away with it. It's going to be $200 a week. That's $800 a month. Your electric bill is going to be a few hundred dollars minimum, $1,000 a month. If you got a mortgage, that's going to be $1,000. So there's $2,000 a month. Now you have your cable bill, your internet bill, you have all your utility, your car insurance. You're talking about $3,000. You literally got to make $1,000 a week to be even and have no savings, no money, no nothing. You got to pull in $50,000 a year, $52,000 a year to be scraping by. But the economy's so good. Who's it good for, Joe? You think I don't go to the grocery store? I've been blessed that I'm able to, at this point in my life, buy what I want to buy when I go to the grocery store. I'm very fortunate, and I realize I'm fortunate. But I also see people who are putting back cuts of meat. I see people actually comparing prices on a thing of hamburger. And putting it back because they got to make hard decisions. Do I pay my rent this month? Do I pay my car insurance? Or do I buy a big bill of groceries in case I can't afford next week, next month? This economy is not good. This economy is a disaster. We're paying more and getting less, and Joe wants to say, that's shrinkflation. No, that's Bidenflation. I've just told you the difference, and it's as clear as the nose on your face unless you're a complete mental midget. So the Democrats know that. You think the Democrats don't know the difference between shrinkflation and manufacturers struggling to survive in this economy? Of course they do. They think you don't. So they say, just tell them that. They'll believe it. They're the unwashed masses. Just tell them that, Joe. Just tell them it's shrinkflation. It's those evil corporations that's doing it. It's not you. You're good old Joe. Just tell them it's evil orange man who made everybody come to the border. Not you, Joe. They'll forget that you said make a run for the border if I'm the president. They'll forget that, Joe. Just say it. It's pathetic, folks. I don't understand how anyone's a Democrat anymore, because there really aren't any, by the way. The Democratic Party has been totally taken over by the socialists. That's what they are now. They're a socialist party. And clearly, representatives think you are completely and totally stupid. They think if they tell you that the sky is polka dot pink and green, you'll say, yes, master, it is. I don't see any blue and white clouds. I just see polka dot and pink like you said. That's what they think you are. That's exactly what they think you are. Here's what they don't tell you about the abortion issue. I don't know of one state where it's not legal. Right now as we speak. Abortion is very easy to get. Go try to get surgery. Go try to get surgery. When you're dying, or when you have a serious medical issue, or your back is just in such horrible pain that you can't even walk. See how hard that is to get. Abortion, no problem. In all states. It's just that they want to make some of these states want to make some reasonable limitations. We're always told, well, France mandated it. France mandated that all abortion is legal in everywhere in France. Yeah, but what they don't tell you is 17 weeks is it. 17 weeks is the ultimate limit, not 9 months. So everywhere you can still get an abortion. You can't get it one day before your child is born in some states. And I would say that's damn obscene. That is as close to murder as you can possibly get. I don't know what else you want to call that. You do know that there are children who are born outside of the cycle in like 7 months and they live fine. And you're suggesting at 8 and 9 months you can abort them? That they're still not human? I mean, even the staunchest pro-choicer has to know that that's murder. Oh, but our leader said it's not. So it's not. The sky is polka dot pink, remember? They said so. Think for yourself. You know, the Trump supporters are always called a cult. I've never seen a Trump supporter that I thought was a cult member. Every Trump supporter I talk to says, there's some things I like about him. A lot of things I like about him. There's a few things I don't, and I don't, you know, necessarily agree with some of his choices for his cabinet and maybe some of his rhetoric I disagree with. We don't hear that with the liberals. It's yes, master, we agree with everything. You're always right. Yes, master. Except Joe has stepped on the toes of who? The most radical part of his party, the Hamas supporters. You know, the anti-Semitics. Because, of course, the Democratic Party has always been the party of racism. Joe Biden flat out said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. You know what that means? You Negroes need to get in line. And you're going to vote for me, or I'm going to take away your I'm black card. How dare anybody say that? That's the most racist thing I think I've ever heard anybody say. And yet Donald Trump is the racist. You've all lost your collective minds. You can't think for yourself anymore. It's right before your face, and you're just like, nope, don't see it. Nope, nope, not true. There it is, folks. Joe Biden saying he ain't black if you don't vote for me because you don't dare have a mind of your own. How dare you have a different political ideology? Black means Democrat, and if you don't believe that, you ain't black. That's what he said. Then he said, well, if you're voting for the Republican Party, you're basically an insurrectionist. Insurrectionist. Folks, there was a bunch of chuckleheads led on and instigated by our own government that had about a 20-minute loss of their minds and decided to storm into the Capitol and scream and yell at people. That's not an insurrection. Sorry, it's not. You can define it any way you want. See, that's what the liberals do all the time. They change the definition of a word. Insurrection now means you disagree with our political opponents and you voice it very vociferously. They want to overthrow the government. They disagree with me. They want to overthrow the government. They want to vote Biden out. That's insurrection. Racism is now I disagree with a minority. A minority says, well, you know, in my opinion, the greatest guitar player of all time is Jimi Hendrix. And I say, I don't know, man. I think it's maybe it's B.B. King. Oh, no, you're a racist. You disagreed with me. You just disagree with me because I'm black. Prejudice. They redefine the words. They've even redefined the word woman. Now a woman is anyone who identifies as one. This is, by the way, the same party who tells you, if you're a man, you need to stay out of women's business when it comes to reproduction. Oh, but anybody can be a woman, and apparently anybody can be pregnant, according to you. So how much sense does that make? Minorities often don't have ID, so if you don't allow them to vote, that's racist. But we want a cashless society where everything's run on a credit card that you cannot get without actual ID. How much sense does that make? Nothing they say makes any sense. It's just one big running around in circles. And they think if they confuse you enough, you'll just say, whatever, I'm so tired of this. I just, you know, I agree with whatever they say. Just let it go. Last night we heard their agenda. Last night we heard Joe Biden basically say, this is what I want to accomplish. I want to send basically troops into Gaza. I want to keep funding the Ukraine with your money so that more people will die and this war will escalate, because eventually Vladimir Putin is going to say, if these countries keep sending in all these weapons for my people to die, I'm going to drop a bomb. And when he does that, World War III. You've been told, I don't care what your grocery bill says. I don't care what your electric bill says. I don't care what your heating bill says. I don't care what any of your bills say. You are living in the greatest economy of all time, and if you don't think so, you are a moron. You've been told that the very people in the Supreme Court are wrong, and somehow the women voters of the United States are going to usurp their authority. I don't know how they're going to do that because they are not elected, Joe. They're appointed. I've never heard anything like this. There was no State of the Union address. This was the ranting of an old man who is angry that the world is finally seeing that all of his policies has turned to shit. That everything that he said he was going to accomplish was ultimately a failure and lies. And the lies are now coming home to roost, and you're reaping the negative effects of his lies. And now they got to lie more to cover up the fact that it was a lie. Come on in, if I'm the president, surge the border. Everybody's welcome. Oh, that turned out like shit. It's Donald Trump's fault. I always wanted closed borders. Are you kidding? Do you think videotape doesn't exist? Who are we supposed to believe? Joe Biden, who don't know his sister from his wife? Or are we supposed to believe border guards who are saying, I don't know, man, under the Trump administration, we had this thing running like a clock. As soon as Joe Biden came in, the whole thing went to shit. Who are we supposed to believe? Are we supposed to believe Joe Biden and all the elite Democrats who are rich when they say the economy's wonderful? Are we supposed to believe the people at the supermarket saying, I got to put back that hamburger because I can't afford it? Who are we supposed to believe? It's unbelievable that anyone could take anything away from that State of the Union speech, except this was an angry, bitter, divisive old man screaming because he realizes his power is fading and the world is beginning to open their eyes. And so more lies have to be told, other lies that failed. And now you're at a point where it's just absurdity. The economy is great. Absurd. Donald Trump is responsible for the border crisis. Absurd. Greedy companies are the reason grocery prices are rising. Absurd. Do you think in your wildest dreams that a company would say during a time when Americans are struggling at the grocery store and struggling financially, we're going to increase our prices? Do you think if you were the CEO of a company, you'd say, this is a good time to increase our prices so less people buy our product? That doesn't pass the laugh test. If I'm a CEO of a company, I'm saying, what are we going to do? If we raise the prices a dime, it could make a difference. And if we don't, we're going to lose our shirts. We can't keep putting this out at this price. We're barely making a profit. So they're forced to say, well, give them a little bit less. At least it'll stay the same price. That's Joe's fault. That's not a greedy corporation. That's a corporation struggling for survival under this economy that is crap. But Joe says is wonderful. But the Democrats say are wonderful. Well, the crime's not going up. Crime's going down. Then how come in New York City we got the National Guard in the goddamn subway? Practically martial law. You got street gangs made up of nothing but illegals now. Beating up police officers, but everything's fine. If you see that, you're racist. Everything's wonderful. You know, these illegal immigrants came over. I'm going to tell you, these illegal immigrants came over, demanded five-star hotels, demanded their food. When they were given food, this isn't good enough. This isn't the food we want. We refuse to eat it. So guess what happened? Instead of saying, well, then you can go hungry, okay, we'll give you voucher cards, $70 a day for each one of them, to buy your own food, buy what you want. You know how many mothers, single mothers, are on welfare? They can't buy what they want. Oh, you're limited to this much money. I'm sorry. How come? How come we can't take care of our own first? If you can afford $70 a day for hundreds of thousands of immigrants, then you can afford to give those single mothers a little more in their welfare checks to feed their family better. No. Did you ever hear them say, we're going to give vouchers to the homeless so they don't starve to death? That's living out in the street? Did you ever hear that? No. You know why? Because the homeless don't vote. How about these illegals will? They're all wearing Biden T-shirts, huh? Isn't that interesting? Make sure you know who you're voting for. Because you're going to vote, my friend. You're going to go in there and you're going to be Joe Smith from down the block. And if one of those pollsters says, I need to see a little ID because you sure don't look like Joe Smith, they would be racist and violating your civil rights. You just make sure you ask for a Democrat ballot. That's the game they're playing, folks. They can deny it all they want. They can try to tell you that it's the Republicans who's trying to destroy democracy. They are literally destroying it before your eyes. And last night you heard from Joe Biden's own mouth the agenda. More war, more money to finance war, more American involvement in war. That's what you want? You want a regime where they lock up their political opponents and drag Gold Star family fathers of slain military by their elbows to be thrown in jail? And yet we hear Donald Trump is so negative to the military. Oh, really? Why don't you ask some of the people that served in Afghanistan what they think of Joe Biden's withdrawal and what it did? Why don't you ask them? They're telling you black is white, wrong is right, and they're expecting you to believe it. And some of you will, because you're too lazy or you're too brainwashed to understand what's happening right before your very eyes. That every day, in every way, a little bit more of your freedom has been being taken away by these people who want to possess and own you. That's what's happening right now. And it's only going to get worse if he gets four more years. Now, in a free and fair election, there is not one chance in hell that Joe Biden wins. His approval rating is 34%, and that's being kind. Some people say 36. The last time I checked, it's 34%. You can't win with a 30. You can't even win with a 46%. You've got to be pretty much at 50 or over to even have a chance to win. He doesn't have a chance in hell. But he does. If 12 states continue the no photo ID, no ID whatsoever, and another 11 states, oh, you don't have to have a photo. You just have to have a name on something. Because then every illegal can vote. How do you prove they're illegal? Explain to me. Explain to me what happens. If you're a poll watcher or you're a poll employee and someone comes in and says, my name is Joe Smith and I want a Democratic ballot, what are you supposed to do? Say, well, where do you live? That's unconstitutional. You can't ask me. What's your name? I don't have to give you my name. Do you have any ID? You know, you're not allowed to ask for ID. I told you what my name is. My name's Joe Smith. Give me a ballot. You think that's fair? How about if you went into a bank and asked for a loan? They're going to say you got ID? No, I don't have any ID. But I want my money. See how quick you're booted out. Go try to buy a bottle of wine, and if you don't look like you're 55 or 60, they're going to ask for your ID. I want you to understand that I went to a gaming store to buy a fighting game, a mixed martial arts game that contained blood and violence, and the girl behind the counter said, I have to see your ID. And I thought it was a joke. And she said, no, I really do. It's rated M for mature, and I have to see your ID. But if I want to vote for the President of the United States of America, you can't ask. Explain to me how that makes sense. Explain to me how that makes sense. Make that make sense. It doesn't. And I've just told you that the same party that says it makes perfect sense is trying to go to a cashless society where you'd need a credit card that you can't get if you don't have ID. How come they're not having a big campaign to make sure everybody gets ID? Anybody who needs ID, come forward. If you're a minority and you have no ID, we'll make sure you get it. How come that campaign's not running? No, it's the opposite. It's no, no, no. We're running a campaign to make all 50 states illegal to ask for ID. All you would have to do is go to every state and say, we're opening up this whatever, and we're going to give you guys ID. Anybody that doesn't have it's going to get adequate ID. And that'll be on the taxpayer money. You're not doing that because you don't want that. You want an open election system where anyone in the world you choose can vote, and if they want to, they vote four times. What's to stop you? What's to stop you from going to one polling place and saying, you can't ask for my ID, and you can't ask for where I live, or you can't, no photo. So I'll vote for, I'm voting as Joe Smith over here, then I'm going to go over here and vote as Jack Jones. There's nothing stopping you. And then they want the mail-in ballots on top of it. You can fill out 500 of them if you want. It's ludicrous, folks. It doesn't pass the lab test, and you know it. So if you're for this, you're evil because you don't really want the will of the people. You want what you want. You want power at all costs. You don't want a free and fair election. You want a dictator. We'll tell you who's going to be the president. And if we don't like him, you don't get to vote for him. And even if you do it, it's not going to count because we'll just flood the ballot boxes. This is what's happening right before your very eyes. And a bitter, angry, senile old man hopped up on uppers, screaming at you and having Gold Star family fathers hauled out by their elbows and arrested isn't going to solve this problem. We are headed for World War III on a rocket ship if Joe Biden gets in. On a rocket ship. And he's openly told you. So now the choice is yours. They're going to cheat. So you've got to be prepared. You've got to understand that if you live in one of these states, you have got to be raising holy hell saying, we want voter ID, period. End of conversation. If you don't get it, you're going to get four more years of Joe Biden, and I'll tell you what else you're going to get. You're going to get World War III.